How well can we measure galaxy dust attenuation curves? The impact of the assumed star dust geometry model in said fitting, by Sidney Lower et al. One of the most common methods for inferring galaxy attenuation curves is via spectral energy distribution, said, modeling, where the dust attenuation properties are modeled simultaneously with other galaxy physical properties. In this paper, we assess the ability of said modeling to infer these dust attenuation curves from broadband photometry, and suggest a new flexible model that greatly improves the accuracy of attenuation curve derivations. To do this, we fit mock SEDs generated from the SIMBA cosmological simulation with the Prospector said fitting code. We consider the impact of the commonly assumed uniform screen model and introduce a new non-uniform screen model parameterized by the fraction of unobscured stellar light. This non-uniform screen model allows for a non-zero fraction of stellar light to remain unattenuated, resulting in a more flexible attenuation curve shape by decoupling the shape of the UV attenuation curve from the optical attenuation curve. The ability to constrain the dust attenuation curve is significantly improved with the use of a non-uniform screen model, with the median offset in UV attenuation decreasing from minus 0.30 dex with a uniform screen model to minus 0.17 dex with the non-uniform screen model. With this increase in dust attenuation modeling accuracy, we also improve the star formation rates SFRs inferred with the non-uniform screen model, decreasing the SFR offset on average by 0.12 dex. We discuss the efficacy of this new model, focusing on caveats with modeling stardust geometries and the constraining power of available said observations. This was How Well Can We Measure Galaxy Dust Attenuation Curves? The Impact of the Assumed Star Dust Geometry Model in Said Fitting, by Sidney Lower et al.